Well, the real challenge is, I feel, resting on the shoulders of the content providers. The easy thing to do first is just to repurpose what you have. If you've got a show that's on television, put it on the internet, put it on a mobile phone. That's the easy step to do when you're looking at the grand scheme of providing video content through multiple channels. But the reality is that viewing video on a mobile phone, assuming that we can, you know, people are actually interested in doing that, doesn't mean that you want to watch a 30-minute or an hour-long show on a phone. It's just not a great experience to actually view that content. So what the content providers need to do is think about that channel. What is an appropriate length for video content that would be on a mobile phone or on a portable device? The solution, I believe, is that there's new content that's shorter in duration, and it may either be brand new content that is specifically designed just for that channel, or it may be something that complements the storyline of a video that you might find in another channel, say on television or on the internet. And so they really need to think about kind of a multi-phase strategy in terms of approaching content in all these different channels and altering the form of it to best suit the activity of viewing it on a smaller screen in a more portable, you know, on-the-go sort of situation.
This is PodTech News. I'm Catherine Giraudeau. It's Thursday, September 6th. What are consumers of online video watching? AOL and the Associated Press wanted to know, so they hired Ipsos Public Affairs to conduct a poll of about 3,000 adults over 18. About half of those were internet video users. AOL last month launched a video portal for viewing television clips from around the web. To help sort through the results, I called Brian Haven, a video analyst with Forrester Research. Here are some basics from the AOL AP poll. 72% of those polled are watching news. Television or movie clips, 59%. 48% are watching music videos. 44% sports highlights. 43% are watching amateur or user-generated videos. 23% watching concert highlights. And 22% said they watch full-length movies or TV shows. I asked Brian Haven when he thinks mobile devices and computers will replace television as the choice for the majority of viewers.
I don't know if it's going to replace television. I think you just have to think about it. I mean, consider the difference between watching a television show in the comfort of your living room and going to a movie theater to watch a movie. Those are two very different activities. And I think what we need to realize is that the activity of viewing video on your computer is probably almost as different. Maybe not quite, but almost. So I don't think it's so much, you know, they're definitely going to fight for attention span because there's only so many hours in a day, and there's a lot of content out there to view. So granted, everything else is going to get squeezed as more people look at video online, but I don't think it's going to change. I just think that the content that we view on the computer in the long run, the more popular content is probably going to be shorter form and longer form content, where that higher quality, the aesthetic of the film is more important to the overall story that they're telling, will be something that's more desirable to be viewed on a television set.
Let's talk a little bit about the fact that this survey was commissioned or conducted by an independent firm, but paid for by AOL and the Associated Press. AOL last month dropped subscription fees for broadband customers, and they've got to figure out how to generate revenue from those people. How do you think video figures in AOL's business strategy at this point?
Well, I think it's playing a pretty big role because, yeah, they've been offering video for a while now, but they just recently, within the last month or so, have launched a significant upgrade to their video content. And so I think what we're seeing is how much video is going to play a role in AOL's strategy. And, you know, that probably has something to do with their relationship with Time Warner, obviously. It's not just that they're providing content for people to view, but they're also providing search capabilities and leveraging their acquisitions of Truvio and Singing Fish to provide search technology to help people find video elsewhere, even the content that they're not hosting. So you're seeing that video is going to probably play a pretty important role to them.
Just about every monetization scheme for video is being tested out there now: subscription, pay-per-view, and advertising. I mean, advertising in video is a little bit in its infancy online.
Yep.
But which strategy do you think will dominate, or do you think we'll continue to see a mix of all three?
I think there's going to be a mix. Granted, we're going to continue to see people or different companies dipping their toes in the water, trying to find out which one works best. But I think what works for video is probably the same that works for content in general, and that is if you're talking about content that has a shorter shelf life, news clips, weather, you know, shorter pieces of information, stuff that people aren't extremely passionate about and is relatively generic, that's the type of content that you're going to see that's going to be supported by advertising. For content that's people that are really passionate about and has a long shelf life, things like movies, television shows, you know, things like that, that content, because it has a higher passion from the people that view it and it has a longer shelf life, you know, music and video are things that people keep and rewatch over and over again for a lifetime in some cases. That's the type of content where you probably are going to see more fee-based models, particularly if it's professionally created content from major, you know, media companies. So you're going to see a mix. It's just going to depend on, you know, if it's short content or longer content, if it's consumer created or it's professionally created. There's a lot of different variables in there that are going to play out, and you're going to see a mixture of those models.
I don't really see too much that's surprising in this data that AOL has gathered.
Yeah, it's such a new space right now, and there's limited content that's out there. People are still kind of stepping into it and finding it and learning what's out there. So it's not necessarily surprising some of the results that you would see. The real question is going to be, well, what's that going to look like 6 months from now or a year from now? And I think it's going to change quite a bit, because just in the last 3 or 4 months, you've seen some pretty aggressive moves by media companies to put content online. You still have YouTube as clearly the dominant player in consumer-generated media as far as being a destination for that. But other sites like Google Video and Rever and others, you know, also garnering large audiences. So you've really got just two fundamentally different activities here. One is viewing the content that you used to view on your TV on the computer, and then there's viewing content that other people created just like you solely for viewing on the computer. So it's going to be a little bit of a battle there for attention, but I think it's going to be interesting to see how it's going to play out, because I think you're going to see a pretty rapid increase in video consumption online.
On today's show, I'm talking with Brian Haven. He's a Forrester research analyst who covers video. Stay up to date on the latest technology news with podtech.net. Subscribe to our feed at www.podtech.net/news. I'm Catherine Giraudeau with Podtech News.